too. Now, we've heard last week how an ANC member in the Free State, Lifa Mifi, had approached the High Court in an urgent bid to disband the current Provincial Executive Committee representing the Free State province before Saturday, the 14th of October. Mifi had given the ANC National Executive Committee till October the 8th to disband the provincial structure, which he said was unconstitutional. He argued that the provincial conference had to take place every 4 years and that according to this conference had or to have already taken place by August the 11th. We speak now to Hanno Becker to give us an update on the case. Mr. Becker, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima. Thank you for having me.
Now, we understand that you have filed your papers. Just take us through your latest action.
Okay, Karima, just a quick update. There was two actions being run here by different members of the Free State ANC. The one grouping was heard today and their application was dismissed on the grounds that they were unable to prove urgency.
Mm-hmm.
That grouping doesn't have anything to do with ours. So, because a lot of your listeners probably saw this on the news, and I just wish to clarify that quickly.
So that case that was dismissed on the basis of urgency today is in fact not the case that you represent, is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay, so we are still talking about the matter of Mr. Lifa Mifi.
Yes.
Okay, so take us through your case and where things are at.
Okay, so after we spoke last week, we consulted with Advocate Tembeka, mm-hmm. and he then advised us to allow the branch general meetings to proceed on the weekend of the 14th, 15th of October.
So this was this weekend past?
Weekend past.
Yeah.
He advised us to allow that prior to filing our documents in order to avoid our case being dismissed on similar grounds to the one that was dismissed today.
Yeah.
The reason behind that is because the members of today and Mr. Mifi, both parties knew for quite some time that there is a constitutional problem with the PEC.
Right.
And as such, they should have approached the court sooner. That's basically the basis of urgency that today's grouping was unable to prove.
Yes.
However, by allowing the branch general meetings to proceed this weekend, we were able to obtain proof that the manner in which the PEC is acting is in fact unconstitutional.
How so?
And that will simply be due to them not following the correct procedures as set out in the guidelines provided by the NEC.
Is this in respect of the branch general meetings that were conducted over the weekend?
Yes.
Okay, so take us through what they didn't do, Mr. Becker.
Okay, there was a couple of different complaints, some of them being that there was tampering, or at least that's what's being alleged, tampering with the voters list or the membership list, so that it's not the original audited list. Furthermore, also that the due notice was not given for the BGMs to be held regarding the place and the agenda and the like, and also that the process regarding the nomination for the delegates needing to go to the national conference end of the year was not duly followed in the internal process.
How widespread was this? How many branches complained?
Well, I know of at least 6 branches. So that's the people that basically approached me, and that gave me written proof of the complaints that they raised and that was not attended to at the BGMs.
Okay.
So then based on that, then we can prove urgency, and therefore we only filed our initial documents yesterday, and we are going to file supplementary documents based on now on what happened today, and also based on the letter that we sent yesterday to the Office of the Secretary General.
Take us through that letter. What exactly is contained in that letter? What are you bringing to his attention?
Basically, what we're bringing to his attention, and again, this is because we want to follow the internal options first.
Mm.
we bring to the exact mistakes that was made to his attention, and we're requesting him to please intervene and annul the BGMs and the PEC that is acting then in an unconstitutional manner, and to reconvene the BGMs in order for the correct process to be followed. And you will remember that. You'll remember that last week I said that if the correct process is not followed, it can cause issues at the national conference with regards to accreditation.
Yes.
And that's now exactly what's happening.
So essentially, the process that you allowed to happen proved that the process is being manipulated. You've got actual examples of it. You've written to the Secretary General, Mr. Gwede Mantashe, of the African National Congress. What kind of time frame did you give him to respond?
We gave him 24 hours. We submitted the letter yesterday, and we told him, on a basis of urgency, please reply to this letter by close of business today.
And has he?
Not at all.
So you are proceeding now with appeal, going to the court on the basis of urgency, having allowed the branch general meetings to happen?
Yes.
And when are you filing your papers? Is that tomorrow morning? And are you then bringing an urgent case?
We will then be able to prove the urgency of our case.
Yes. So so are you going to court tomorrow morning? Is that what you're saying?
No, no. We are filing supplementary documents according to all instructions we'll be filing by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to allow the current PEC opportunity to give due response on the documents that will be filed.
Okay.
At the end of the day, court needs to hear both parties' argument as to what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish to allow them due opportunity, and then we will approach court thereafter. We are of the view that it is going to take them at a minimum about a week to a week and a half to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, then we are intending to have the matter placed not for coming Friday, but the Friday thereafter, which, if I remember correctly, is the 4th of November.
So the 4th of November, you want the matter placed on the rolls to be heard in court. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
And that would mean all the internal structures of the ANC would have had an opportunity to respond, and you can't then be accused of not allowing the organizational processes to have been playing out.
Exactly.
So once that is done, the basis of your case would then be that the PEC acted unprocedurally, and also that the very existence has perpetuated the illegality of their behavior. Is that what you're arguing?
Yes. Partial, that's part of what we're arguing.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the court letter that I have in front of me, you have as the first respondent, Mr. Gwede Mantashe. Does that remain how you're going to approach this matter? First respondent, Mr. Mantashe, National. Second respondent, the Provincial Executive Committee, which is the PEC.
Indeed. So we need to involve the NSC through Mr. Gwede Mantashe in this, being the highest organ of the ANC, and if we wish for a task team to be appointed, and the PEC is then disbanded, you cannot exactly expect the PEC to be bound by an order if they're already dissolved, and as such then the NEC needs to be involved and also be bound by the court order.
All right, we will leave it there. Of course, Hanu Becker, the attorney at Becker, and Becker attorney, is making sure that all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted for that carefully plotted court action that is going to be seeking the disbandment of the current provincial executive of the Free State. And of course, we will be keeping tabs on that story. We're going to